Chaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
All right.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
It's Friday.
Yes. Yay.
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 Thursday was a big yay, too.
Yay.
The tribe came to the rescue.
Yes, they did.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. We thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's go to the Channel 3 report.
In Milford, the community and a superhero rallied around a little boy who has been through so much.
Yeah, this is so great. Seven-year-old Anthony Moyo was diagnosed with a brain tumor when he was just 5 years old. He underwent a nine-hour surgery to remove it, but still unfortunately suffers from epilepsy. So Chaz and AJ teamed up with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to help raise money to buy a camper for Anthony and his family. AJ even dressed up as Captain America, Anthony's favorite superhero, to rally support.
We've had challenges and complications in the years following, but he always just puts on his brave face and does what he has to do to get through it.
We should say he was 5 months old at the time.
Correct.
That's okay. He's been through a lot for sure. Now, Milford's mayor also declared today Anthony Day.
Aww.
So happy Anthony Day, everybody.
Well deserved.
They're hoping to raise $14,000 to buy the camper. If you'd like to help out, you can go to the Channel 3 app to donate.
Thank you, Channel 3, for covering that.
Thank you.
Especially thank you to the tribe.
Yeah.
So many people came forward with money.
Very generous.
The goal for the camper was $14,500. We raised $16,255 before we pulled the link down.
Yeah.
Only because we want every penny to go to the specific cause we're telling you about.
Exactly.
All right? And we only needed $14,500 for this one.
Right.
Only.
Only.
Thank the extra's gas money now.
Yeah. Yeah. But thank you so much. We had one of the most impactful calls yesterday was Debbie, the bus driver, who, you know, you don't get into bus driving to make a lot of money.
No.
And she called up. She heard Anthony's story. She was so moved. She called up in almost tears. She said, my grandson has heart issues, and this story affected me, and I want to donate $1,000 in cash. She gets off the phone. And was it John?
Joe.
Joe and Wilkett called and said, Debbie's story affected me. She should keep the money for her grandson. I'm going to donate her $1,000. Debbie shows up after the show with the $1,000. And Dana at her front desk says,
it's been covered.
We're good. Joe covered you. And big emotional moment out front. And Debbie says, well, I'm giving you the $1,000 now for the toy drive.
Thank you so much.
So I called Debbie yesterday, and I'm talking to her, and she was bringing me through her grandson's story, and it's very compelling. And I said, if there's anything we can do, and she said, no, we're good. I'll keep you posted.
Nice.
And it was just this kind of stuff, just the community coming together is really, really
beautiful.
It makes things special. So we can't thank the tribe enough for coming forward, donating money.
Seriously, thank you.
The best. Always the best.
Yes, thank you.
And thanks to Kim, the Wish Fairy, for, you know, we, with the tribe, will gather the money and hand it off to her. And she makes all of this happen.
Right, she runs with it.
Good morning, Wish Fairy.
Good morning.
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 How's everybody doing?
Good.
What a day.
It was an amazing day. You couldn't ask for a better day, not only with the weather, but the amount of people that came out. It's just so amazing. I had people coming up to me, handing me donations. I saw a landscaping truck go around, and they beeped and waved at AJ.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know.
That was Frank.
They were right back up, pulled right back up. And came onto the green. So what an amazing day.
Yep.
And then they mowed the lawn.
Yep. then they went to mow other lawns. They just wanted to drop off the green.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah, it was really, you know, with all of the news that we've had, it's really nice to have this news.
Yes.
This kind of news. So what happens next? Is the camper being made? It's already made? It's waiting?
What's the deal?
Exciting news. So we made some phone calls and the camper is in stock because, as everyone knows, that's a little difficult lately. And so next Friday, we're going to go to Southington and Anthony and his family will come. I don't believe Anthony knows that.
I'll keep it quiet.
Can I check the mom to make sure?
Right, he's not la, 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 la,
yeah, nobody
la,
tell him. Nobody tell him. Yeah, la, 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 la.
and they will get their camper. They're going to go for an orientation, have some safety, learn how to use everything from the bunk beds to the bathroom. And
is this a pop-up?
Friday,
what kind of camper is it?
No, it's a pull behind. Yeah. So they'll pull it behind in their
I don't even think they make pop-ups anymore. Do you remember pop-ups?
Yeah.
It was basically a tent on top of a metal cart.
Yeah, like any barriers going through it. Yep.
So we were my dad was a big camper. I don't know why, because we lived out in the woods. It was like, let's just go in the backyard.
Yeah, right. Just sleep outside.
But so we started in tents, and then we got the pop-up, and then he got this big pull-behind trailer with an oven.
Nice.
We're like, Dad, this isn't camping.
And a bathroom.
And the first time we were out in it, there was just a horrific rainstorm, and we saw this campsite down below next to us. It was like down a hill, and we see their pots and pans and stuff floating.
Yeah.
And we're looking out the window at these guys just struggling in the rain. We're dry as a rug.
Dad's
and my dad's pulling out lasagna from the oven. We're like, you know what? This is camping.
Exactly.
This is good.
Yeah,
we like this.
My idea is camping is park the RV.
Dad did good.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're in now.
Park the RV. I want a flat screen.
So that's great. Wow.
Yeah,
get
we're
the camper.
Really excited.
Cool.
How big is this camper?
So, I know the model, but I don't know the size.
See, guys know that stuff.
Yeah, really. That's a 35 foot with a flat screen TV. It's got a full outside.
That's right.
It's got itself a full bathroom with a shower built in, and
that's
it's got itself over here. You move this panel over here.
I bet you Kim knows if there's a bathroom.
Yes.
I do know there is a bathroom. So
see, Kim knows the important things.
There's a powder room over here. No using a leaf.
Well, so we can't thank you, Chaz and AJ, the show, the listeners, the community.
Especially
the
listeners.
It was an amazing day.
Listeners really kicked in.
Yeah, the tribe.
Amazing.
Yep.
Hold on 1 second. We have someone on the phone. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Anthony?
Hello?
Hey!
Hello.
Anthony, what's up?
Nothing.
Yeah? That was fun yesterday, wasn't it?
What?
It was fun yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you beat me at thumb wrestling, by the way. He's a thumb wrestling champion, just so you know.
Did you see a pumpkin?
What about the pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. What's this now? The butt crack pumpkin.
Yeah, he discovered a butt crack pumpkin outside of Flipside Burgers. He goes, look at this, look. And he's pointing. I'm like, oh. Right? He starts kicking. I'm like, oh, you're kicking the butt. The butt crack. And then we put my shield in it.
AJ tried to swipe his credit card, but it got denied.
Basically, it was like two 7-year-olds.
That's when AJ was like, I like this kid.
Right. And then he wanted to race down the sidewalk. That was pretty cool as well. So, yeah.
Sounds like you had fun yesterday, Anthony.
What? Thank you for
watching. He doesn't know about putting a hand on the phone.
Hold on, he's being coached.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, man. Anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your trailer. Enjoy it.
Really, this was, I think, better for us.
Yeah, it's all you.
I think it helped us more than that camper.
Except for the butt crack pumpkin. We like that.
So nice to meet you, Anthony, and thank you for being a part of all of this. And,
yeah, man.
We can't wait to see pictures of you camping.
What?
He's all over it. As mom's department, he'll take care of it.
Right.
He'll see to it.
He's so cute.
Yeah, so cute. All right, Anthony, thank you very much. And Kim, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Great job, AJ.
He loved that butt crack pumpkin.
Oh, my God.
Loved it.
He found it.
So did AJ.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. When he showed it to me, we were just coming out of Flipside Burgers. We saw it. And he's like, look, butt crack, right? And he's like showing his whole thing. So
did he yell out, look, butt crack?
Yeah, he goes.
That was your first reaction?
He,
oh, what happened to my costume?
He went out, yeah. He went outside of the restaurant and comes running back in and goes, AJ! I'm like, what? Come here! I'm like, what? I was like, goes, butt crack. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And so I was kicking, like, oh, you're kicking the butt crack. Then we're like trying to put my shield in it. Then he had these little plastic spars, putting plastic spiders in it and stuff. Yeah. We made a scene of ourselves. We really did. The funniest part, though, was when we were having lunch, and there I am dressed as Captain America. I didn't take the costume off because that stupid. That rubber thing you put over your head, I knew my hair was like really messed up. My head would probably smell from the plastic. So I kept it on the entire time. But there's all these folks going inside the restaurant. There's Captain America having lunch with a whole bunch of people. Not one person even acknowledged them. They're like looking like, yeah, okay. Maybe he's celebrating a birthday. I don't know.
Yeah. Anthony really wanted you to take your mask off. He wanted to see your face. He wanted to know what you look like.
No, he didn't.
Did he say that?
Was there... No.
No?
Not that I know of.
I got some intel.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah,
no. When I took that thing off, my head looked like a cat slipped on it and I woke up. It did not look good at all.
Looks like you had a nice lunch.
Oh, yeah. Flipside burgers. I had the pretzel burger. Delicious.
Hell, yes. With, nice call.
With macaroni salad on the side.
Oh, macaroni salad.
And also...
I want a pretzel bun.
Oh, the pretzel buns are good.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, I know nice like brioche. Pretzels. Brioche buns are nice. No, it's a pretzel bun, but it doesn't taste like a really pretzel. It has like a good flavor to it. But they also make they unveiled these fried deviled eggs over there. It was amazing. Very amazing. That's brand new on the menu. We had to try them for the first time.
How did the suit smell after that one?
It's funny about
it looked
that.
Like he was wearing a sumo wrestling outfit.
It's funny about that because that stupid zipper broke.
Yeah, it was struggling. It was screaming there at the bottom.
It wasn't struggling and screaming at the bottom. Relax.
It was the hardest working zipper in all of Connecticut.
No, it was called a cheap POS. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could sew that up.
Yeah. Your new zipper now.
I thought you looked great, AJ.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You really did.
I gave it a shot. I realize that Captain America needs NJ diet, but yeah.
There was one picture of you bent over it where you could see the side.
Uh-huh.
That's never a good look for anyone.
No. I realize.
Yeah.
I need to work on that.
Any picture from the front,
yeah,
you look great.
Thank you. Yeah. I try to put that shield in front of you as most as possible.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.